Blog Talk Radio.
Glory, hallelujah, bless the Lord. Oh my God, what a marvelous and wonderful God we serve. Our Father, and thank God for Jesus, our precious Savior, our Deliverer, our Healer, our Burden Bearer, our glory to God, joy bearer ringer. We give God glory, for this is the day that the Lord has made. Surely we need to remember to continue to rejoice and be glad in it. There is none like him. He is the author and the finisher of our faith. He is the source of our supply. Everything we need is in the I am that I am. So whatever we need him to be, glory to God, we need to call on thee. Lord, we bless you for this day. We give you glory and praise. Give you honor, we'll exalt your name, magnify it. Oh, how wonderful is thy name. We thank God for you being our counselor, our Prince of Peace, our Messiah. God, we thank you, Lord God, because you are worthy to be praised. We bless you, glory to God, for having the opportunity to come on with Divine Connection Blog Talk Radio. We give God glory for all that he's done and still doing. What a marvelous and wonderful God we serve. God, help us the more to remember to give you the praise that's rightly due you. No matter what's going on, help us to keep our attention focused on thee, O Lord, so we will not be those ones that will get caught up in this time and hour where we lose focus and find ourselves wondering. God, if we keep the faith and remember what your word says and seek out your face, we can be anchored down in the Spirit to be able to stand on the promises of the Lord that had enriched and making no sorrow. And in the midst of all the things that we do see and hear, we'll be able to stand fast and hold fast to what your word is saying and not what the world is saying and what the situations and circumstances are dictating to us or trying to manipulate us. Help us, glory to God, to look to the hills which cometh our help, realizing that help cometh from thee, O Lord. So at this hour and this time, it behooves us the more to have that relationship, to stay in prayer, stay in your word, let that word get rooted and grounded on the inside of us so we will be anchored and we won't be so easily swayed and manipulated by the things that the enemy is doing and saying. And truly, he knows that we're made of flesh, but we have the Spirit of God on the inside, so we rely on him that's on the inside, and that's the one we need to feed, and that's where we're going to get our spiritual muscles and give glory to God, be able to stand and be able to fight the good fight of faith, having on the whole armor of God and being able to make sure that our armor is on, our swords are sharpened, and praise God, we know that we didn't get any armor for our back because you are our rear guard in the name of Jesus, and we can be able to get to that place where we can speak those things that are not as though they were and have that attitude of gratitude to in the humility of the Spirit, glory to God. We can be able to say it is written. When the enemy comes up against us, we'll be able to speak whatever the word is for our healing, for our deliverance, for those that we are standing the gap for to get delivered, to get healed, for those for our finances, as you being our provider and you saying you'll supply our needs, standing on what your word say, and when your word go out, it will not come back void. We bless God, amen. So we continue to bless you for being in a place, glory to God, where you have a mind to serve God, and we are praying for those that have lost their way or they have gotten caught up in compromising or got caught up in this world system or got caught up, glory to God, in trying to fulfill their desires without putting God first, and those that have got caught up in the fact that they really, really never realized who their God is and who they are in him, and those that have known and found themselves backsliding or drawing back because what the world is offering. So help us the more to continue to pray, and those that don't know him are walking in darkness, that as we walk this life and do what God requires of us, and we be the light, they'll find their way through the word and through the life living that we live, because we might be the only Bible that they'll read. What are they reading about you? So they can see the light as the word is. The word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway, and as the pathway being light, hopefully through our lives living, that'll help light the pathway of someone else. The scripture reading will come from Romans 8th chapter, starting at the 12th verse. And it says, therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For as many are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage, again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption, by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. If indeed we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. For I consider that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in you. For the earnest expectation of the creation earnestly waits for the revealing of the Son of God. We praise God. We bless God for the reading of the word from Romans 8, chapter 12 through 20. To God be the glory. Well, we bless him tonight. Thank God again for the word for last night, and thank God for the man of God that came on. Praise God, and the word that God has placed in the spirit concerning fatal distraction, that the Lord bless, and it was supernaturally got set up a divine connection for Bishop Page and First Lady to be here for dinner, and how we opened the door for him to share some word with us. And that was just spur of the moment, and God bless for the witness for him to be in place to say that yes, he would share some things. He had 5 to 7 minutes, and God put some things in his spirit, and he already had been dealing with me for a couple of days with it. And if that it was such an amazing that it tied right back into some things that God has given me. But God opened up some areas with the word, with the fatal distraction that was so powerful, and even the things that God blessed and gave me, and how the Lord even blessed when Mother was led for, how she has a brief synopsis of the things that that had just recapped some things in both of them and tied some things together, how God just blessed. So even the response right there, and we just bless the Lord. It was just a marvelous time, and we also know that in these distractions in life, when we don't get anchored down in the Lord, no matter what, even the very elect will end up slipping out of place. And God will bless us that we have an advocate, Jesus Christ, to walk in the faith, to have that armor, and to recognize who we are and whose we are, and walk in that authority and power we always talk about. So in the meantime, any weeds that there that need to be plucked up in our spiritual garden, those spiritual seeds, that glory to God that are being planted, we got to watch what we're planting, and glory to God what the casualties it can be for being distracted and causing fatalities with it. So we just bless the Lord for the word. Praise the Lord. I pray you continue to pray for me. I've been a little bit kind of challenged with a few things, but you know what? When we put our trust in God, we got to stay on that wall to keep pressing and pursuing, and know that we have an adversary to contend with, but we have a greater one on the inside of us. And so when we trust him and put our faith in him, he'll take us through and cause us to be overcomers, triumphant, and victorious. And it does not feel good, you know, when we're going through those testing or those trials that our body's going through. But nevertheless, we have to keep our faith and look into the hills with coming to our help and standing on the word. And I tell you, God has a way to move that he will blow our minds. So we want him to be glorified, and that's what he desires to be in us. He wants to prove himself in us and be a light in us for us to be on the hill for a light through the world. But in the meantime, he blesses us in ways that way beyond comprehending, because he said he'll do exceedingly abundantly above more than we can think of as. So we just bless the Lord as we pray you one for another, continue on this walk, on this journey for the Lord. We're going to see great and marvelous things being manifested. So we're going to press on and believe God for greater things that he's going to do and doing, and thanking him for what he's already done and the things yet to come. Praise the Lord. So I'm still excited about Jesus as we continue to pursue after him. So I bless the Lord for you. Thank God for your faithfulness. Thank God for the word. Thank God for Holy Spirit. Thank God, glory to God, for the promises. Thank God for his manifestation of that glory to God that's even occurring right about now, and how he's working behind the scenes. And we continue to seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. Everything else will be added. Praise the Lord. And be of good cheer.
already overcome the world. Hallelujah. Many are the afflictions, but nevertheless, he delivers us. So we bless the Lord for you tonight. Thank God. Glory to God for God. You're so marvelous, so wonderful. We appreciate you. We adore you. We lift your name up. And we thank God. Glory to God for the power of your anointing. Thank God for your visitation, for your love, for your mercy, for your grace. Thank God for the blood covering. Thank you for our families, our loved ones. Thank you for your protection and shield every day. Thank you for our life, health, and strength, and activity of our limbs, and even some things we got to say it by faith, believing for what your words already said until it manifests. Glory to your for the Most High God. We bless you tonight for the women of God that's on. We thank God for Mother Willette, Mother Alexander, and Mother McCormick. Praise the Lord and to others that are joining us, but we bless you all for their prayer life on the line and off the line because that relationship that you have, and you keep proving yourself in the manifestation. So we bless you. And we give you glory and praise. Continue to strengthen us. Continue to stand as we're seeing all these different chaotic things going on around us. But yet, God, you get glory. Because there's still, no matter how much we see and what's going on, you're still proving in so many marvelous and wonderful ways who you are. Words still going on. People still getting saved. People still getting delivered. People, glory to God, are still coming out of darkness into the marvelous. Oh, God, you're healing bodies. You're delivering minds. You still. So, God, help us to magnify you the more and still be in that place to do our job, glory to God, to pull down them strongholds, uproot some things, cancel some assignments of the energy, bind into loose, and to give, continue to give you glory. Help us not just go as a task, but help us to keep our joy because that's our strength in the Lord. Help us, glory to God, to walk in the peace of God, to keep our minds clear, to be able to hear and discern what you're saying at this hour. So, God, we love you today. We appreciate it in Jesus' name. As we begin to open the lines for the women of God to pray, we're thanking God. Praise the Lord. We open the line now for Mother Alexander, then Mother Willette, and then Mother McCormick. As the Lord bless. Praise God. We give glory and honor in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Glory be to your name, Heavenly Father. We give God all the glory and all the praise. Hallelujah, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we come today, Lord, to give you praise, give you glory, and give you honor. Because there is none like you, Heavenly Father. You are the only living God, the creator of all things. And Lord God, we thank you today. Thank you for bringing us all to another brand new day, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning in sound mind. Thank you, Lord God, for who you are in our lives, Lord. Lord, we come boldly to the throne of grace just to say thank you. Thank you, Lord God. Because it's not been for you, Lord God, where would we be? Thank you for grace, Lord God. Grace in our life. Because it's not been for grace. If it was not been for grace. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for being such a good God. Because your promises is real, Lord God. You said you take away sickness. You take away diseases. And Lord, I know you do, Lord God. And I believe in your word, Father God, because you said it, I believe it. I receive your promises because those promises cannot be void. And Lord, so today we come boldly to the throne of grace, Lord, just to say thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for mercy and grace in each and every one of our lives, Lord God. Lord, I pray for those today that has been sick for a long time, Heavenly Father. I pray, Lord God, that you touch every area, Lord God, and renew, Lord God. Renew heart, renew mind, Lord God. Renew kidneys, Lord God. Renew liver, Lord God. Lord, we know that your promise is said by your stripes, we are healed. Oh, God, we thank you for giving us the power and the authority, Lord God, to stand boldly and proclaim the promises that you gave us, Lord, that they shall come forth because you said it, I believe it. Father God, you've been good to us all our life. You've been good to us, Lord. Because I don't remember a time in my life that I never asked for something and you never come true, Lord God. And you is no respecter of persons. You do it for one, you'll do it for the other. And Lord God, I thank you. I thank you for myself. I thank you for my sisters, Lord God, that's standing together in a line, Lord God, praying for brothers and sisters all over the world, Lord God. Because of you, Heavenly Father, you gave us the authority, dominion, and the power to stand boldly and to pray your words, Lord God. Lord, we thank you today for the goodness. We thank you today, Lord God, for how you brought us through storms, Lord God. And for it's in the name of Jesus, we give you all the glory, Lord Jesus. All the praise, all the honor go to you, Heavenly Father. Lord, we come against this spirit that come against the youth today, Lord God. We command that false spirit that come against the mind to loose them, Lord God. Because according to the promises, Lord, you gave us a sound mind, Father God. Oh, Lord, touch the mind of these young people, Lord. Bring them in to know, Lord God, that you are a God that answers all prayer. All they have to do is call on your name, Lord God, and stand boldly and proclaim by faith who you are, Lord God. Never be ashamed of the name of Jesus. Always remember that he is the only deliverer and the only provider. There is nothing that he cannot do. Father God, I thank you for the deliverance of these young people, Lord God. I thank you, Lord, because you already gave us the dominion and the authority to stand boldly, stand in the gap for these young people. So, Lord God, we come before you today in the mighty name of Jesus, claiming that victory, Lord God, because some of them out there, Lord, is just lost. But we come against that spirit of confusion, that spirit of envy and jealousy, Lord. We come against those spirits that come against these young people that they're doing things out there that they don't have to do. But, Lord God, touch the mind, Lord, because it has to do with the mind. Touch the mind that they come to realize, Lord God, that there is a better way for them. There is a better way. And, Father God, we pray today, Lord Jesus, for the sick, Lord God. I bring a couple sisters before you, Lord God. And I'm asking you in the mighty name of Jesus to bring back to their remembrance, Lord God, who they are in Christ Jesus. The dominion, the authority that was given to them, that they can stand boldly and proclaim by his stripes. I am healed in the mighty name of Jesus. Take back what God already did pay the price for you to have. Oh, Father God, we thank you today, Heavenly Father. Thank you for giving us those authority and dominion and power to stand boldly and to proclaim the victory that you pay a price for. Thank you, Jesus. And Lord, you said whatever we bind and hurt, you bind in heaven. Lord, we come against that spirit of deceivers. We come against that false spirit of deceivers, and we binding him up from the body right now in the name of Jesus. And we cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. It shall not have authority over our sisters and brothers. It shall not have dominion over them. Oh, Lord, open the eyes, Lord God, for them to come to see who they really are in Christ Jesus. That we already have the power and the authority to speak against these foul spirits in the mighty name of Jesus. That he shall not have dominion over a child of the living God. Only you, Lord God. Lord, I thank you for being a deliverer, Heavenly Father. I thank you for being a healer, Heavenly Father. I thank you for being a provider, Heavenly Father. Because it's only you can do it, Father God. There is no other way, Heavenly Father. You are the way, the truth, and the life. You are the beginning and you are the end. There is no other but you, Heavenly Father. And Lord, we give you glory, we give you praise today in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we give you all the praise, Lord God. Ask you, Heavenly Father, to touch our president right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, you see it all and you know it all. But, Lord, we come boldly to the throne of grace asking you, Lord God, renew mine, Lord God. bind up the spirit of confusion, Lord God, and deceiving spirit. We bind this spirit up right now in the mighty name of Jesus. As I pray for president all over the world, Lord God, those that have been chosen to stand strong, Lord God, those that just been put up there, to we bind those false spirit that pull them up. And Lord God, we ask you to renew mine, Lord God, renew mine. Because, Lord, we know you can have in the Father. And, Lord, you said if we ask, we believe when we ask. Whatever we ask, it shall be done. And, Lord, we are asking you right now in the name of Jesus, renew minds, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we bring pastors before you right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, Lord God. You see it all, Heavenly Father. You see it all in the mighty name of Jesus. Strengthen your men, Lord God. Those that have been chosen by you, Heavenly Father, strengthen them, Lord, that they're able to stand, Lord God, regardless how powerful the water comes. Stand boldly, because you are the one that chose them. Lord, I pray for those pastors that stand, Lord God. I pray for those that fight through the battle, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that they let nothing move them from where you plant them, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that they will stand strong in the mighty name of Jesus and know that they are planted, secure where the Lord put them, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, you see and you know it all, Lord God. Help us to walk according to your promises, Lord God. Help us to know when to stand and know when not to stand in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we give you glory. We give you honor today, Lord God. And Father, we thank you this day, Lord God. Thank you for being the Lord of our life, Lord God. Thank you for opening doors for us, Lord God. Because it's only you know the desire of the man's heart, Lord God. And Lord, we thank you this morning. Thank you today, Lord God. Thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. I bring my sisters before you, Lord God. Only you know, Heavenly Father. It's only you know the hearts of men. But Father, I'm asking you, mighty in the name of Jesus, touch our body, Lord God. Oh God, renew the mind, Father God. Father, I know nothing is impossible for you to do, Heavenly Father. So I bring these sisters before you in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, have mercy, Lord God. Have mercy on those sisters, Lord God, because they know your word, Lord God. Help them to stand strong in the mighty name of Jesus. Through the storm, stand strong, because they are who they are in Christ Jesus. Oh, Father God, I thank you today, Heavenly Father. I thank you for who you are, Lord God. I ask you, Heavenly Father, to touch brothers and sisters out there, Lord, that the adversary come again so strong, Lord God. Oh, Father God, I'm asking you in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, give them a new strength, Lord, to pull through these storms, Lord God, because it shall not have authority over them. Oh, Father God, thank you, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, for opening doors for them, Lord God. You know they all, Heavenly Father. But, Lord, you said in your word, pray for one another. You said in the word, pray for those that is in authority. You said in the word, Heavenly Father, that we are overcomers, we are more than conquerors. And, Lord Jesus, Jesus, I believe, Father. I believe we are more than conquerors to pull down any strongholds, Lord God. Help us to know we got to stand strong together, Lord God, to pull down the works of the enemy, because you gave us authority and dominion, Lord God. We are more than conquerors when we stand together. Oh, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, touch your people, Lord God. Wake them up, Lord God. Because some of us is gone to sleep. Wake them up in the mighty name of Jesus. That they come to see that we have the dominion and the authority to straighten out the wiles of the enemy. Oh, Yakarovoshata. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for being the only deliverer, Lord God. You are the only provider, Lord God. You are the only way maker, Lord God, because there is nothing that you cannot fix, Heavenly Father. There is nothing that you cannot renew, Lord God. There is nothing that you can wear down and pick it up, Lord God. There is nothing, Father God, that you cannot renew, Lord God. And it's in the name of Jesus. I'm claiming victory in the name of Jesus. Victory in their lives, Lord God. Because you is no respecter of person. You do it for one, you'll do it for another. Oh God, continue to bless us going out and coming in, Lord God. Touch our sons and daughters, Lord God. Strengthen them, Lord God. Because this world is not of us. But Lord God, your word said that we are overcomers. We are more than conquerors. We are children of the living God. Help us to walk according to that, Lord God. Help us to know that we are more than conquerors. And when we are more than conquerors, we have no authority could conquer us. Nothing should be able to conquer a child of God when God put you in a place. Stand firm. No man should be able to remove you from where the Lord take you. Heavenly Father, I thank you today, Lord God. I thank you for being the Lord of my life, Lord God. I thank you for being the Lord of my brothers and sisters' life, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for how you protect us through the storm, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for protecting each and every one of us that come on this prayer line, Lord God. Touch people's ears, Lord God, that they will run to come to the prayer line, Lord God. Renew, Lord, renew, Lord, renew, Lord. Renew in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, because you see it all, Heavenly Father. Lord, we thank you today. We thank you, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Glory be to your name.
Praise you, Jesus. Bless the Lord. Praise God. Give God glory. Thank God for mother and powerful prayer. Praise God. Let me ask you a question. Is the appearance of static, is that coming on you all's end too as well?
I can hear you, but it's a little, I don't know, not so much the static, but it's not as clear as it usually is.
Oh, the other phone and stuff like that is out right now. So is it, tell me if it's any better or the same.
That's no. All right now.
Okay, definitely that'll work right now. We bless the Lord for Mother. Still can hear the powerful prayer that she was saying, that I know with the good interference, so that's why I stopped for a moment before you pray to ask. So prayerfully, it'll be okay. We're still going to defeat the enemy and prayer going on. And thank God for the prayers that we're praying one for another and how Mother already done prayed. God's going to bless already from
Amen.
The prayer line. So you go ahead on and pray, and we're going to believe God. We're going to walk through this, and God's going to move. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Truly, we honor God on this evening. We thank the Lord. Hallelujah. We touch and agree with the prayers that have already gone forward. Praise God. Heavenly Father, we just bow our heads to you. We humbly come before your presence. We're grateful to you for who you are. Thank you, Lord God. We praise your name this afternoon, hallelujah, this evening, and we just exalt you and magnify you. We pray the prayer of faith in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We thank you so much for such a beautiful day that you have made. We can't say thank you enough for all the things that you're doing in our lives. You said to enter your gates with thanksgiving and your courts with praise. So, Lord God, we come before your presence, and we pray, Lord God, if we've sinned and fallen short of your glory, forgive us for all of our sins, blot out our transgressions, cleanse us of our iniquities. And as David said in Psalms 51, please take not thy Holy Spirit away from us. Father, we need your Holy Spirit. We need your Holy Spirit, Lord God, so he can tell us how we ought to pray. So we come before your presence in appreciation. We honor you. We praise you. We love you because you love us. and you're mindful of every situation that we face, everything that we go through. And I thank you that we heard such a wonderful, mighty word from the bishop on last night, Lord God, and from Minister BJ on distractions, being distracted, that those distractions come to try to keep you from your divine assignment in life. So, Lord God, as we come before your presence, we want to remember to rebuke distractions this evening, because we don't want to be distracted from anything that will keep us from doing what you have assigned for us to do. And we just don't want to miss anything that comes from you. I reminded Heavenly Father of something that Kenneth Hagin wrote one time when he was in the Spirit and Jesus was speaking, hallelujah, and there's some little old demon was running across the floor saying, yakety yak, yakety yak, yakety yak. And it was just a distraction to keep Kenneth from hearing what Jesus had to say, Lord. And I just thank you that Kenneth finally looked at Jesus and said, Jesus, aren't you going to do something about that thing that's making all that noise? Because I know you're saying something important and I need to hear it. And Jesus looked at Kenneth and said, well, if you don't do something about it, then I can't. And that reminds me of your word that says, Lord, whatever we bind down here, you are bonded in heaven. So sometimes we must take authority, the authority that you've given us through the power of the Holy Spirit, Heavenly Father, and begin to say something about the distractions that come in our life to get our minds off of you, get our minds off what you're saying to us. And we right now in the name of Jesus bind up every distraction that's trying to keep us from the divine assignment that you have given us. Thank you so much, Lord God, for this authority that you've given us. And I just praise you today because you are who you say that you are. When Moses said, who shall I say send me? But then you said, I am that I am. And I thank you, Heavenly Father, because you're still the I am that I am. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I thank you for sending Jesus, hallelujah, to demonstrate the power of your love that you have for every person that's ever been born. And, Lord, I realize that some people look like their minds are far away from you. But I thank you that there's a day coming. And I thank you that you love us so much that you do everything in your power to try to get people to see how much you love them and to get them to live and not die and be separated from you. Lord God, for you would that none should perish, and I appreciate you for that. I thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercies. I thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that you're able to forgive us for our sins when we confess those sins before you. I thank you, Heavenly Father, that you're a merciful God. Hallelujah, Lord God. You suffer long with mankind, Lord God. Hallelujah, glory be to God. I thank you so much that you do so many things, Lord God, to help us to succeed and not, Lord God, fail in the name of Jesus. And Father, I pray that the body of Christ and people will begin to realize that they cannot, Lord God, get alone in this world without you. That we need a God on our side, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel. Hallelujah, the God of those that believe that Jesus is the Christ. Glory be to God. Thank you so much, Heavenly Father, that you're concerned about us and you will shelter us. Hallelujah, from the storm, glory be to God. You'll stay back the rain on our behalf and cause it not to, hallelujah, flood the river so much where it floods other places in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, that you've given the seas a command that you shall not go past such boundaries, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, that in this world that you created for us, hallelujah, everything that you did was good.
And we realize, Heavenly Father, today that we have an adversary that does not like us, and he certainly doesn't like you, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you that you put him in his place. I thank you, Heavenly Father, that you've already rebuked the adversary on our behalf in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And I thank you, Lord God, for the day that is coming that you'll send just one angel, hallelujah, to deal with that adversary once and for all. To God be the glory. Father God, we appreciate you so much, hallelujah. Thank you so much, Lord God. We pray ye one for the other. We lift up those, Lord God, who have yet been in a condition for so long a time, as Sister Alexander said, hallelujah. They've been, Lord God, suffering for so long. Somebody, hallelujah, been waiting for a kidney transplant, Lord God. And they've been told by the doctor, you're not even a candidate for a kidney or a liver transplant. But God, you're the God that's able to do exceeding abundant above all that we ask or think. So we thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that you do use man, hallelujah, for your own purposes and plans, Lord God, and you can use them to help other people in the name of Jesus. But we realize that our source, that you are our source, you are our help, our refuge, our strength, hallelujah, our divine way maker, oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. I thank you that you are the healer. Hallelujah. When the doctor said, we can't do no more, you are a doctor. Hallelujah. As the songwriter says, who's never lost a case. Hallelujah. You're able, hallelujah, to, Lord God, heal. Hallelujah. And deliver. You're able to make the old kidney brand new in the name of Jesus. And dear Heavenly Father, you're able to sustain. If you could sustain the man that was by the pool for 38 long years, hallelujah, and the woman who had an issue for 18 and 12 years, Lord God, those that have suffered for so long, God, had you not been on their side, they would not have made it. They would have been like, hallelujah, the fig tree and withered up and died, hallelujah, long time ago. But you're able to sustain a person, even though they may have, hallelujah, a hole in their heart, you can keep them. You're able to keep them even though that their kidneys are not working like they ought to. You're able to put your hand or just speak a word, hallelujah, and that kidney must do what it needs to do to function in that body, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, in the precious and holy name of Jesus, I thank you so much, hallelujah. I thank you so much, Lord God, for all that you're doing for us, Heavenly Father. I thank you, Lord God, how you comfort people, Lord God, who have been, Lord God, bereaved, Lord God. And I thank you, Lord God, remembering the young lady who asked for prayer about her husband, Lord God, and who had lost hers. I thank you, Lord God, that you're the husband, hallelujah, for those that are husbandless. I thank you that you're a friend for those that are friendless. I thank you that you're a mother for those that are motherless. I thank you that you're a father for those that are fatherless. I thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, glory be to God, that you are a good, hallelujah, hallelujah, Heavenly Father, and you love us, Lord God, and you want to meet our needs according to your good riches and glory. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you so much, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that because, hallelujah, you're on the throne on tonight, glory be to God. You're the God who neither slumber nor sleep, glory be to God. So no sense in us staying up worrying and fretting over what's going to happen or what may happen, Lord God. We can rest assured, hallelujah, if our life is in your hand, it's safe, glory be to God. You are refuge, hallelujah. You are our pavilion. We can run to you and we can find safety in the name of Jesus. You're concerned about the righteous, Heavenly Father, and the wicked you're going to turn upside down. So I pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, those that have not yet come to you, I pray, oh God, that you birth the message in the heart of your servants, oh God, in the hearts of your apostles and preachers and prophets and evangelists and pastors. Oh, God, give them a message, Lord God, that's going to challenge people to say, Lord, I need to get myself together. And the only way I can get myself together is to come to you. Lord, have mercy. Have mercy. Father God, in the precious and holy name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for protecting our young people, Lord God, today, watching over them, keeping them safe from all hurt, harm, and danger. Lord God, we pray, oh Lord God, that you let the leaders, Lord God, give them wisdom, Lord God. Give them good, wise counsel to listen to. I've seen buses. My grandbaby's telling me that the bus broke down. Seen another bus broke down today. They need to do better and get buses, Lord God, that's not going to be breaking down. Lord God, they need to get our children to and from school safely in the name of Jesus. We pray for their protection. We thank you for your mighty angels that you've given charge over us to protect us and go before us and keep them safe in the name of Jesus. Lord, we have so much to come to you, Lord God, so many needs in this world, Heavenly Father. We pray that you bless the water that we drink, Lord God, the water that our children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren drink. We pray that you bless the food, Lord God, that we eat. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, and the food that our families eat and our friends eat and our neighbors eat, in the name of Jesus, and according to your word, that it takes sickness away from the body. Thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, that when you created us, hallelujah, you looked and it was good. Glory be to God. You created us, hallelujah, with the mechanism, hallelujah, that it could heal itself, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, in Christ Jesus' name, I pray that you give us wisdom. May we walk in the wisdom of God, not in our own wisdom, not in our own righteousness, but in your wisdom, in your righteousness, in the name of Jesus. Father, we need your help, Lord God. People on every corner need help. Father, people are messed up in their minds. The devil has deceived. He's a liar. He's a deceiver. And he has a strong delusion out there, making people believe just anything. But God, we pray that that spirit of error, the spirit of a lie, be uprooted and cast out of people's lives. We pray that people's eyes are open. Hallelujah. They begin to see things, hallelujah, from your perspective. They begin to see things as they are and not listen to a lie. I pray that people desire God in the name of Jesus. This is a special request that I'm asking right now. I'm asking that those, Lord God, that even put it in their heart that they desire a change be made in their lives. If they're strung out on alcohol or drugs or sex sins, God, and they put it in their heart, Lord, I want a change. I don't want to stay in this way of life forever. I pray, oh God, as they think it in their heart, that you bring about a change in their life. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. You fix it where people, all they have to do is confess. If they just simply confess their issues that they can't do anything about, because if they could have, they would have done it by now. But God, if they just come confessing, you said he that confess his sins or his faults, Lord God, you are the one that's faithful. You're the one that's just. And you not only forgive their sins, but you will cleanse them. And Lord knows there's a lot of people that need cleansing on the inside. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray, oh God, that people will be clothed in their right mind and begin to see that if they're trying to live their life without you, it's just not going to go well for them. So we pray for our families, our loved ones, our friends. Lord God, even our good people on this prayer line tonight, Lord God, that's standing and interceding for others in the name of Jesus. Those that are hurting, Lord God, from inner wounds, we pray that you heal those inner wounds in the name of Jesus. Put the spotlight on us, Lord God. And if we have some shortcomings in our life, some things that's keeping us back from your divine, hallelujah, assignment in our life, we pray, oh God, that you bring it to the front. Let us see, oh God, what it is, Lord God, that's been holding us back from doing that which is pleasing in your sight. And I pray that you heal the inner wounds, people, Lord God, who may have grown up without a certain parent, maybe a father missing from the home, and is wounded, the child. We pray that you heal those inner wounds, because you are a father like no other. Glory be to God. You're that parent, hallelujah, glory be to God. And we pray, oh God, for parents tonight. Another special request, Lord God, for those parents, Lord God, hallelujah, that have been absent from their children's lives. Some of them are in the home, Lord God, with the children, but they're still absent from the child's life. We pray, oh God, that you shake them and wake them and let them realize, I'm so sorry, Lord. Please forgive me. Let me take an interest in this child, because you have given me a divine assignment to parent them in such a way that I bring them up to know who you are. It's no one else's responsibility. It's certainly not the school's responsibility to bring children up to know you, Heavenly Father. And it's certainly not the people on the street responsibility. They could care less. And it's certainly not the devil's responsibility, but it is the parent's responsibility to bring the child up to know who you are, Heavenly Father. Father, have mercy upon us where we've fallen short as parents, and forgive us, Lord God. Blot out these transgressions of ours, and help us, O Lord, to get it right now and do it the way that you would have us to do it, in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you so much. I pray for those that are hurting, Lord God, because of mind issues, Lord God, trouble in their mind. I pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you touch people who are suffering from Alzheimer's, dementia, tormenting mind issues, in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus against every sickness, every disease, every tormenting spirit, every lying spirit. We pray, oh God, that these, Lord God, spirit of anxiety be uprooted and cast out of people's lives in the name of Jesus. And we come against the spirit of fear, because if we're walking in fear, we can't be walking in faith at the same time. We must choose in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, when Jesus, before he left, he said, my peace I leave with you. So we can have peace that surpasses all understanding. And if we have peace, we're not stressing out. We're not fearing over what's going on in the world today. We thank you that when we pray the prayer of faith, Lord God, you cause the storm to behave. Jesus said to the storm, peace be still. And you've given the authority. You told us in Luke, praise God, hallelujah, that you've given us authority, glory be to God. You told us in Genesis that you've given us dominion, authority, the dominion power over what you made. So help us to begin to walk in the authority. Help us to begin the born-again, baptized believers of the body of the Lord Jesus Christ that we need to be, because somebody need to see Jesus. Glory be to God. Jesus said, hallelujah, who do you say that I am? Well, they began to just see with their natural eyes. And then Jesus said, I and the Father are one. Well, who do people see when they look at us? Do they see Jesus in our attitudes, our attributes, our character? Glory be to God. Help us to look more like you in conduct and behavior, Heavenly Father. Help us, Lord God, to seek your wisdom. Seek your Holy Ghost, Lord God. Your fruit of the Spirit, Lord God. Hallelujah, the name of Jesus develop on the inside of each one of us, so that we can be the people we need to be. And Lord God, help, Lord God, deliver someone from the clutches of the enemy at the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, so much to talk about to you, so much to pray about, but we pray that your Holy Spirit will intercede on our behalf. Remember those that are hurting, Lord God, those that are suffering. We pray, oh God, that you ease their pain. Be with those that are bereaved and help us to realize you don't want us to stay in the past now. If something happened to us years ago, get over it. Ask God to help you in the name of Jesus. Lord God, deliver people from what took place, because these are simply distractions from their divine assignment. Father, we don't want to miss out on doing our homework that you have given us. We love you, Lord, tonight. We bless you. We give your name the praise. We worship you. We pray for everyone on tonight, our leaders, our soldiers, Lord God, those, Lord God, are of the household of faith, the little ones and the older ones, Lord God, we're praying for everyone. We're praying most of all that people get to know you as Lord and Savior. We thank you so much tonight. We love you so much. We pray for these sweet ladies that come on the line. Hallelujah. Give them their time, Lord God. Hallelujah, to intercede for someone else that needs you. Be with those, Lord God. Send your warrior angels out to go before people. Be with those that are traveling, Lord God, from one destination to the other. Help their path to be safe. Keep people alert. Don't let them fall asleep and drift over in somebody else's lane. We cancel that, Lord God. We cancel untimely deaths in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus against murdering spirits. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray, O God, those strongholds and addictions are uprooted, cast out, and bound until the day of the Lord Jesus Christ. Our children need saving and deliverance. Our world needs help, and we need you, Lord. We love you. We come to you for the help. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. There is no good thing that you will withhold from them that walk upright. So we pray, O God, that our living is not in vain. We pray the prayer of faith with expectation that all things is already worked out for good. In Jesus' name we pray. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. We give you glory, dear God, in Jesus' name. Praise be unto you.
Bless the holy name of God. Glory to your holy name. Praise you, Jesus. Okay, Mother, Mother McCormick, we glorify the Lord for the power of prayer tonight. Mother McCormick.
I just like to thank God for all the women of God that have prayed for me on last week when I was out. Just thank God for your prayer. Precious Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come before you this afternoon. We thank you, God, for being so merciful, and God, how you have kept us and how you have watched over us down through the years, Father God. We look to you today because we realize that without you, Lord, we can do nothing, God. We pray that you'll continue on your people right now in the name of Jesus, God. We see that things are so much are going on in the world today, but we know, God, that you are God that sits high and you are God that see all things. So we thank you, Heavenly Father. We love you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, that shed it, that sent his blood. We thank you for him just loving us so much that keep making ways for us and keep proving himself to us that we can come to him boldly to the throne of grace, that we can find help in a time of need. So we just give glory and honor to you, Lord God, knowing that we can rejoice in the Lord of our salvation, that we could continue to call on your holy and righteous name at any time, that we don't have to have a certain time to pray and to talk to you. So we love you today, God, and we give it all to you tonight, Lord, because we know that you are everything that we need, and we realize, God, that you have been there when we didn't even realize that you was there in our life. You let us know, God, that you said in your word that you would never leave us nor forsake us. So we come and we believe in your word on today, God, and we pray right now, God, for the mindset of people, Lord God, because we see that there's so much is happening, so much is going on in the world, and God, we see that there's thing that's going on where people are doing some kind of scandal things, or how they're trying to trick people out of their money in different kind of ways and different kind of things like this. That's doing some kind of fault way of doing things that's not right. We ask you to look down on these people that doing this stuff in the world today. We pray, Lord God, that you will look down on the president of the United States. We pray that you touch him, and we ask you, God, to keep him. But we, most of all, God, we ask you, Lord God, to let them know, God, that you are God that sees and you are God that knows all things that's going on behind closed doors. So we pray in the name of Jesus that you, Lord God, because we know you are the one that's able to pull the covers off of those things that's going on in darkness, because you said that you will uncover the thing that's going on in darkness in the last and even days. So we look to you today because we know, God, that the cover will be pulled off a lot of things that people have done and things that they didn't want to come out, that it will be coming out in the name of Jesus. So we pray that you will just touch the minds of people and let them know, God, that you are giving people time to come boldly. You are giving people time to seek your face like never before, to give it to tell the things that need to be forgiven of their sin, to come boldly to you, that you was able to wipe it clean in the name of Jesus. So, Heavenly Father, we pray that you will look down on the school systems of the kids, because there's so much has happened, so much is going on in different situations, and yet we yet pray by the school system, God. We yet ask you to keep your angels around the doors in the yard, and yet believe in God that you're able to keep them as they go into the school building and touch the teachers and the principals and all those in the school system in the name of Jesus. We pray, Heavenly Father, that you will look down on people that's in planes, how when they're in the plane, God, that you will shield and protect them as they travel in the air, in the name of Jesus, God. Keep them covered, Lord. Keep them alert as they on the plane, Father. And we pray that you will look down on those that's in ships, that might be in the ships, that maybe there's some a marine that's in the ships, or sailors or whatever, that these in the ship. We pray for those that you will keep them in the name of Jesus, because we know there's nothing too hard that you can't do, and we know that you see everything. There's nothing that we can't hide from you, because you know it all. So we pray for those situations in the name of Jesus. We ask you to look on those that's traveling in cars on this afternoon, Lord. Keep your angels around them, God, and protect them as they travel on the highway in cars, Heavenly Father. Lord, keep your loving arms around them, and even on trains as they go, people go to their destination to go to places that they have to go to. God, we pray that you will look on the kids that's gone back to school and college. We pray that you will go with them, that you will touch the young people there, God, that you will just keep them, Heavenly Father, God, and let them know, God, that you are right there beside them, God, realizing, Lord, there may be somebody there sometimes feel like they think something is going to happen, but God, move that fear off them, God. Let them know, God, that you didn't give them a spirit of fear, but power and love and a sound mind. So, God, we pray for that person that may be saved, that's walking in the school system, God, that just believe in you, God, that you're able to protect them as they walk through the school building, that their light might shine, that somebody might see the Jesus in their life, that they'll want to make a change after they realize that so much tragedy and so much things has been going on in the past, that they want to be different and they want to make a change in their life. So, God, we pray for the school system and the college today, God, in the name of Jesus, that young people will want to make a change in their life, that they want to be the same way, that they want to realize that Jesus is the answer of their life and what they're going through, that they can give it all to him, and he's able to deliver them for any problem and any situation that they may be going through. So we pray right now for the college kids right now in the name of Jesus, that you will keep the angels around them as they walk this journey, and even when they are in the school system doing their homework, maybe they might be some young girl or some young boy that's not able to do the homework like they desire to do, and they can't get it in the right way. Maybe, God, I pray that you will give them the mind to help them, Lord God, to help them to get in a place and let someone come to them that can help them to get their lesson better than what they used to get it, that they'll see that their grades may have went down, and after they begin to study themselves and begin to see God and begin to ask someone to help them, they will be see that they can see their grades come up a little better than what it used to be. And so, God, we pray for young people, because we know some of them may be struggling in areas like that where they can't really reach it in the school like they desire to reach it or get their lesson. So, God, we pray for those situations. There is so much to pray about. We pray for the body of Christ, God. We pray that we will be alert in the body of Christ, in the church, that we will always be watchful, that we will always watch things. We will always be alert around us when we in the church. We'll always have an eye to see and an ear to hear what the Spirit says in the name of Jesus. And, God, we ask you right now that you will just keep us, God, and help us to stay alert of things around us in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray, Lord God, for those that's in homes. There's so many homes have been destroyed in different places, God. We pray, God, for the burden on people that had came through the storm, God. We ask you, God, to move the burden off for them, God, and God, work it out for them, God. Their hearts are heavy. Their hearts are heavy on tonight. God, we pray that you, Lord God, will let them know, God, that you yet is right there beside them, even though they may have lost their materialistic stuff or things. God, that you are yet, Lord, right there beside them, because you said you would be there until the end. You would never leave them nor forsake them. So, Father, we lift them up on tonight, that you will give them the strength to go through this situation again, how some of them have already went through some things with homes, where their home had been messed up and they got it fixed, and now it happened again. So, God, we pray in the name of Jesus that you would just let them know, God, that you can do it again. You can turn it around and you can fix it for them again in the name of Jesus. There's nothing too hard that you can't do in the name of Jesus. If only we would trust and believe in you, there's nothing too hard that you can't do in the name of Jesus. So, God, we pray for those people. We pray, Lord God, for those that's in hospital on tonight, that's lying in a bed of affliction, that's not able to get up, not able to do for themselves. We pray that you will touch their body. We pray that you will lift them up, God, encourage them, God, and let them know, God, that you is a healer. Let them know, God, there's nothing too hard that you can't do. Let them know, God, that 2,000 years ago that you died on the cross, you shed your blood, and, God, with the stripes, they are already healed. Help them to believe, God, that they can be lifted up. They can come out of that bed walking. They can come out of that hospital, and, God, help them to have that faith and just believe in you, like the woman with the issue of blood, how she was sick all of those years, but she pressed her way, and she may not look like she was getting better. She may not feel like she was getting better, but she kept on pressing. So we realize, God, we living in a pressing time, that we must trust God. We must lean and depend on him. There's nobody else to look to but you. And so, God, we pray for people all over in hospital, all over the world, everywhere, that they will realize, God, the help is going to come from you, God, in the name of Jesus. We know that we have doctors. We thank God for the doctors. But we know if any healing going to come, it's going to come directly from you. So, God, we give glory and honor to you on tonight, Lord, for all what you're doing and what you're going to do, God. We praise you on tonight. And we just ask you right now to look down on the young people. I was looking on the news on tonight where pray that these people will learn how to keep up with their kids, because they showed on the news where this baby was going across the highway and someone stopped and took the picture of it. And the little baby was going across the highway, and I thank God that nothing happened to the child. I don't know where it come from. I think somebody had been, young people had been keeping it. I don't know. But anyway, we just pray for the young child that someone got it before anything happened to it in the name of Jesus, because these little innocent babies, they don't know. They don't know what they be doing. And so we just pray for them that you will just someone will realize, God, that people realize these little babies, they need to just keep an eye on their kids in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you. We thank you right now, Lord God, for your grace and your mercy. We thank you for your love and your kindness. We thank you for your joy. We thank you, Heavenly Father God, for your forgiving us for our sin. We thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord God, for all the prayer warrior, all the ladies that be on the line on tonight. We pray, Heavenly Father God, for help and strength. We thank you for that. We thank you for gentleness. We thank you for meekness. We thank you for your word, Heavenly Father, because your word is so good. Your word has so much in it. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, for salvation, God, for your deliverance, God, for your shedding of your blood, for a change of heart and a change of mind. We thank you, Lord God, for the knowledge, because I realize as I walk this journey myself, how the knowledge is, how you get into the word. When you get into the word, you begin to, your eyes begin to come open. Your ears begin to come open. You see things different, and things are so much different when you study the word and get that word, like he said in John 15, abide in the word and let the word abide in you. So I thank God for the word of God, that because we can't do nothing without the word. We need the word of God on this day. We need the word to help us to go through our trials and our tribulation. And the word of God will bring us out. It will bring us out. It will set us free in the name of Jesus. So I thank you on tonight, God, for your word of God. I thank you, Heavenly Father. I pray right now that you will ever look on your people, Lord. Look on those that's in the daycare, the children that's in daycare. Look on these people, Lord God. We pray right now for people that have kids and that not watching them. We pray. I don't know why it keeps coming on that about that, but I just praying for the kids, for the children, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you, Lord God, would just touch them and touch the minds of the young people and either the older people, whoever, these kids that don't even understand or don't know that somebody would just show love to these young people. There's so many out there today, God, that need help. So many, Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask you, Lord God, to have mercy on your people. We praise you. We lift you up because you're so good, God. You're so good to us. You keep making ways. You keep proving yourself to your people, Lord God. Oh, God, we love you tonight, and we thank you, Heavenly Father, for your word, because we realize the word of God is right by itself. It needs no adding. It needs no taking away. And the Bible said, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good, and he is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him. And the word of God is so good. It is so good. And if we could just taste it, if we can just taste the word, like I was at church on last night, listened to the young man that began to preach on last night, how he was began to talk about his theme was a divine nature. And he was saying that eat the word. He was letting us know if there's ever been a time to eat the word, the time is now that we eat the word of God. It's time for we eat everything else and get filled up off it. But we push the word aside. We need to get into the word and eat that word and let it abide in us. Let it continue to stay in us in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, Lord God, for the word of God. We praise you, Lord God. You're so good. We love you, Lord. We continue, Lord, to ask you to continue to look down on men and women of God everywhere. And we just want to read a little something right fast, and we're going to get off. And off the line, if it's okay with Sister Hubbard, we're going to read this little thing here that I have. It said, God's present comfort and assures. David found sustained comfort in the wilderness by drawing close to God, to state that God's present will always be a source of comfort to sustain us, to show that when we feel alone and miserable, God's presence can bring the joy back into our life. It is tough to be the one who is always left out and ignored. We want to talk to someone and share our feelings, but there is no one around we can trust who will accept us as we are and truly understand us. It is at times like these that we can turn to the ever-present comfort of the presence of our God to sustain us in our life. David thirsts for God, Psalm 63:1. David relates his experience seeking God while he was in the wilderness of Judah. And as I was reading, I thought about I thought about David, how he was thirsty, how we have to get thirsty, how we, the Bible says, he that hung and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. So we get thirsty. We get thirsty for that living water, that water, that word. That's what we need. We need that word. We need that word. We need that living water to bubble up in the inside of our belly, that will spring up out of us, that we can be able to help somebody else when we are going through, when we are running into somebody that's going through some problems in their life, that we have already ate that bread, that word of God, and we can give it to them to comfort them and to encourage them, to let them know that God is able. God is able to help you. God is able to bring you out. I don't know what you might be going through, but God knows, and he's able to turn it around for you if you only trust him. If you only learn how to lean and depend on him, and just give it to him, he's able to help you to go through your situation. He said he would no wise cast you out. He just come to him and give it all. Come to him, give it all to him. He's able to bring you through your situation that you're going through. And he also tells us in the word of God in Romans 8:31, says, "What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who could be against us?" So let us know today, if God is for us, who can be against us? We don't have to worry about the situation. Just believe God is able to take us higher. He's able to take us through. He's looking for people that want to believe in it. He's looking for people that wants to rely on him, to let them know that God can bring you out. God can take you through your problems and your situation. If you just only believe and only give it to him, cast all your cares on it. Just look to the hills from which come your help, because all your help come from him tonight. So I just want to just say that on tonight, and just want to encourage people. I don't know who may be on the phone, as I always say, but God is able. God is able. God see what you're going through. God knows your little pain. God knows your problem. God knows your heart, and he's able to bring you through. He's able to work it out. And so we thank you, Lord, for this word on tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.
Glory be to the Most High God. What an awesome, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Savior we are. Thank God for God's blessing for the heart of your people to be open to pray in-depth prayers like that. We bless God. Amen. I wanted to see if this is Evangelist Brenda on the line.
Yes, this is me, Pastor.
Praise God. Before we take prayer requests, I want to open the line for you to pray. God, place on your heart whatever it is, whether it's a storm, the youth, the believers, the prisoners, or whoever. Want to leave space for you to pray, and then we're going to start taking prayer requests.
You want me to pray?
Pray whichever, whether it's about the storm or whether it's the body of Christ or the youth or prisoners or whatever. Just pray whatever God placed on your heart at this time.
At this time, I'm praying that God will put a covering. I'm praying that God will put a covering over the school and the children in school and the teachers in school, and we come against the spirit of the suicide with the children, and we come against the spirit of prayer pressure with the children. And I also want to pray for Brother Now and Sister Now and Minister Thomas and Sister William, that God touch their body with his healing virtue. And most of all, I would like to pray that God strengthen and encourage all the prayer warriors on the line that they continue to do the work that God has given them to do, to pray for and to see for everyone. And also that God continue to touch your body, Pastor Hubbard, that God touch your body to help you to bring your weight down and also the infirmity that the enemy tried to bring against your knee in Jesus' name.
Okay, you were giving prayer requests. We weren't taking those yet. I don't need to pray. Okay,
no, I would pray. I would. That were my prayer, Pastor.
Okay, then what we're saying is go ahead and pray. But you said it as if you were making the prayer request. So go ahead and pray. Or pray whatever he's placed on your heart. Those things he gave it to you, just put it in a prayer.
Yes, ma'am.
Praise God.
Now, Father God.
Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Did it go out? The phone went out?
No, ma'am.
Oh, no.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, as I come before your throne of grace, Father God, I ask you right now in the name of Jesus, Father God, most of all, I give you honor and I give you praise for this new day. I thank you, Lord God, for our blood running warm and our vein this day, Father God. Father God, as I come before you, I lift up Sister Ann to you right now in the name of Jesus. I uplift Brother Thomas to you right now in the name of Jesus. I uplift Sister Niles and her husband to you in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I uplift Apostle Burton to you right now in the name of Jesus. Cover her and touch her body from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. And Father God, touch Apostle Hubbard body also in the name of Jesus, Father God. Touch her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, Father God. And Father God, I ask you in the name of Jesus, Father God, to put a covering around the children while they're in school, Father God. Cover them from all harm and danger, Father God. Father God, we come against the spirit of suicide, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We come against the spirit of prayer pressure, Father God, what they have to go through each day, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I ask you right now in the name of Jesus to look upon the president of this nation, Father God. Father God, put someone in his pathway that will give him godly counsel in the name of Jesus, Father God. And Father God, renew his mind, Father God. Give him a mind of Christ, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I ask you to take away that stony heart and give him a heart of love in the name of Jesus, Father God. And Father God, look upon each and every one of the prayer warriors, Father God. Continue to bring them up to higher heights and deeper depths in you, Father God. And keep a shield of protection all around them and their family. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen, amen, amen.
Glory to God, glory to God. Praise the Lord for the power of prayer. Amen. Well, we bless God for every believer tonight. Praise God that was the prayer warriors that God placed on hearts. Bless the Lord and thank God for Sister Brenda. Often she sends prayer requests, but I just want the Lord to bless her, for her to pray because power of prayer is in her life in the name of Jesus. We bless God for everyone that's online and in the, any prayer requests. We're going to take those requests now, so we're going to open up the lines. And if there is any prayer praise report that God has blessed and moved, we definitely want to take that, and we thank God for Mother McCormick already had mentioned praise report that she's doing better and on the line. We thank God for her feeling better and
Hello.
Hello.
I can hear you, Sister Alexander. I don't know what's going on.
I don't know either, so I'm saying the line gone dead.
Yeah,
I know.
It did.
Well, maybe Minister BJ might think her phone might have went dead, because that phone, I think it was a question about the one she was on.
Right. Yeah. First, I hear that crashing light.
Yeah, I wonder if I should get my cell phone and try to call on another line. Let me get my cell phone and try to call another line. Y'all still on this line?
Yeah.
All right. Praise the Lord, Mother.
Hallelujah.
Hi, Mother Alexander. How are you?
Pretty good.
Well, that's good. Good to hear your voice.
All right, that sounds like Brenda?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, girl. Doing pretty good, girl. You doing all right, girl?
Yes, ma'am. I'm doing all right.
Can you hear me? To God be the glory.
Can anybody hear me?
Hello?
Yes,
ma'am.
We hear you.
Hello? Okay, I've been trying to call, speak and put it like this, but I hit the button for mute and y'all could not hear me. And y'all were all talking to each other and you couldn't hear me.
Well, we didn't
hear you. We're on the line. I know, so we're on the line, so we don't want to start just talking to each other. We want to let you know I'm here. Sorry about whatever happened just now. The line didn't go out. I ended up getting muted. So we don't want to get, you know, started talking just to each other. Let's keep it up in prayer for now. Bless the Lord. So anytime anything like that happens, let somebody just start praying. So because we're all on the air.
Amen.
So in the meantime, praise the Lord, the request was if there's any praise reports or if there's any prayer requests, then you can go ahead and at this time make that request. I think Mother Alexander then dropped, not Mother Alexander, Mother McCormick had dropped off. I guess that's during the time y'all thought we couldn't hear, I mean, you couldn't hear me. And at this time, we want to go ahead and take those requests now, all the praise reports that are out there.
Minister BJ, I have a praise report.
Okay,
this is Angela Cheryl. I thank and praise God for you all praying. I thank and praise God for the prayer warriors that have been praying with me every day on the prayer line in the morning and at my church. I have to take the psychology test for the court, and I passed. I knew I would, but I just didn't know because you're dealing with unsaved people and you just don't know because already the lies were out on me. But I feel that God just gave me the victory in that. And she said she had no concerns about me. She do have some concerns about my daughter, but I've already met with my lawyer today and I've met with the court person at my home and I'll be going tomorrow to court. So I'm asking tonight for you all to pray for me that everything turn out. Debbie wants to come home. When I saw her Friday, she's run two times from that place. Minister BJ had to go home. The lady threatened her with the police, she told me. But I'm just praying that she can be restored. She now have the services in place that me and you had talked about for so long and pray they'll sign them in my home, you know, and continue until they just exit for good. But I'm thanking God for that. I worked very hard at that. I had to run around all last week. But to God be the glory, I have done what I'm supposed to do, and they cleared my name. So I thank God.
Praise
it's up
God.
To the judge, and it's in God's hands. So I want prayer on that.
Bless the name. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Mother Alexander,
praise
you
God.
Got that prayer? Praise God. She wants to go ahead and have prayer tomorrow for her court case, and she's giving praise reports about to pass the psychological test, and God blessed and her name was cleared. And so she's just praying for the Lord to bless and for his will to be done in this case.
For my daughter.
And for her daughter. Mother Alexander, Father can't hear me then. Okay, Mother Willette, did you hear? Are you still there?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here. I can pray. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Father God, in the precious and holy name of Jesus, we thank you again for being the truly wonderful God that you are. We thank you, Lord God, for favor for Sister Cheryl and passing her psych exam with the courts, Lord God. And Father, you know the entire situation. You know the circumstance surrounding what she must yet go through with the court, Lord God. And we just pray for her and for her daughter. We pray, Heavenly Father, in the precious name of Jesus, the prayer of faith, believing with expectation that you're going to work her situation out just like you intend for it to be in the name of Jesus. Because we don't know everything, we just put Sister Cheryl, Minister Cheryl, and Debbie in your hands, Heavenly Father. And we pray, oh God, that you uproot any satanic, spiritual attack against her family in the name of Jesus. We bind up any wickedness or evil or darkness in their lives in Christ Jesus' name. We pray that you uproot any witchcraft spirit, Lord God, attachments Christ Jesus' name. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus against everything that is not like you. And Father, you know what needs to take place in Minister Cheryl's life as well as in her daughter's life. Her daughter wants to come home, and Father God, you know whether or not this is going to be a good thing or whether it's not going to be a good thing. So we pray that you will work it out just like it should be in the name of Jesus. And we pray, oh God, hallelujah, that Minister Cheryl be able to accept what your decision is. We may want one thing, so we pray the prayer of faith that your good will be done in this situation. And thank you once again for the praise report for her passing that psych exam. And we thank you, Lord God, for what you're going to do. You're going to be there with her when she goes to court. But we pray, oh, Lord God, that she'll accept how you want to work this out. And we pray that you be glorified in the situation, however you work it out, Heavenly Father, in the precious name of Jesus. We thank you in advance for what you're going to do and continue to cover her and her daughter in Jesus' name. We pray, Lord God, if Debbie is holding on to something she ought not hold on, if she's been participating in something that she ought not participate with, Father God, we pray that she give no place to the devil, that you deliver her from anything that should not be in her life. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. We thank you, Heavenly Father. Work it out. Work it out not only in Cheryl's family, but our other families that may have children, Lord God, that have not been being obedient to what the Word of God says and being obedient to their parents and respecting their parents. In Christ Jesus' name. So, Father, we put this in your hands, and we pray that you work it out for good. In Jesus' name, we love you for all the things that you do for us are good, and we appreciate you. I know sometimes we have our own agenda, but we know that your path and your way for us is much better than our own path and our own way for our lives. So we turn this situation over to you, and you work it out according to your good plan for Sister Cheryl as well as for her daughter, Debbie. In Jesus' name, we pray the prayer of faith. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Any more praise reports or prayer requests? Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I couldn't hear y'all a while ago. I had to change phone, and then
that was
the problem on that phone. I had to go back to the phone. Yeah.
Oh, that was a
but
new
anyway,
on my side, but it's okay.
I just want to thank the prayer warrior for praying for. First, I'd like to say I would ask you if you would just pray for my daughter, the one that have lupus. Pray for her that she'll be going to the doctor. She caught that cold I had. The flu, and they want to check her and stuff. So pray for her that everything will be all right whenever she go, because they don't want her to get no cold, like when she's, they don't want her to have a cold. So I told her I pray for her, but I'm asking the prayer warrior to touch and agree with me to pray for her when she goes back to the doctor tomorrow that everything will be fine, that there won't be no problem whatsoever. But anyway, I just like to thank God. Sister Hubble already know about my other daughter, where she had, where y'all prayed for her the last time when she had lost her job, and God gave it back to her.
But
the devil took it, but God gave it back to her, and I'm excited about that. So I'm not going to go through a whole lot of details about what it was, but I just thank God that she got her job back and they got to give her more money for that, and that she'll get the money that she lost and everything like that. So just by knowing that God is able to turn things around when the enemy tried to think he got it, that he ain't got it, God can give it back to us. So I thank God that by the prayer of the ladies, all of y'all praying and touching and agreeing, that we bailed out to the Lord, that God did it for her. In the name of Jesus. So I thank God for each and every one of y'all praying for my daughter.
Well, we thank God again for the Lord's blessing and moving and for the prophecy that she would get it. And so God bless, and we thank God for her faithfulness and standing on God's word and you praying for her as well. Bless the Lord. Any more praise reports? Or prayer
reports? Yes, I have one. I have one.
Praise the Lord, my dear. Go ahead, Evangelist Brenda.
Well, I have a praise report because I thank God and praise God for what he's doing behind the scene with my family, my kids. They took me out on Saturday to celebrate my birthday. And I had a chance to go to North Carolina to visit my daughter for the first time in years. And I went to her church and we had a great time. And today I got a call from one of my coworkers from work, and they're doing a cancer awareness. Starting next month, but they're doing it on my building, and she want nominate me as honorary for the cancer awareness.
Wow! For our praise building. God. Praise the Lord, amen. Praise God for the praise reports of what God has blessed and doing. Like you were saying, sometimes we don't know what's going on in all of our families and somebody, but it was a blessing, like you said, for to have your children to take you out on your birthday and to be able to celebrate that. That's wonderful. And praise God, sometimes
yes,
we take little things like that. It's not, but then sometimes when they don't always know how things can be and God is doing, so that's a report for you, praise and blessing for what's taking place at Fort Jackson for your job. Amen. That is a blessing
yes,
for
ma'am.
God to have to be thoughtful enough to think about you in such a way. And we can continue to pray and believe God for a great praise report that's still yet in the midst of it all, because you are still miracles for all the things that I've already been through, even the last time and this time. But still yet, God is doing some great things so we can believe in the Lord. What day is that you have to go to Atlanta? Is that the 7th? You said you have to go down there?
My surgery is on the 10th, but I'm leaving on the 7th of October.
That's right. Praise God. So we're going to keep that lifted up, and ladies, y'all continue to keep Evangelist Brenda lifted up before the Lord in the endeavor for to go to Atlanta to in this concerning the attack with the cancer. But who knows what God's going to do in the midst of whatever is decided. We're thanking God that he is bringing you through, and he is the healer. And like the sister said earlier, and many times, God bless the doctors, but God is the one that's the healer. And whatever he has, does that help you have to walk. And praise God for your joy, lady, and the peace of God. Praise the Lord. That's power of God. Any more praise reports or any prayer requests? If not, then we're going to go ahead and close for tonight and thank God again for such a powerful move of God last night, and even for the ones that have not heard, whether it be on your phone or your computer, is www.blogtalkradio.com/divine, it's spelled divine, D-E-V-I-N-E, connection for this, for the ministry. And that's www.blogtalkradio.com/divine connection. That way you can be able to listen to the last one and the other episodes prior to in any of the ones that you want to listen to for any time of the prayer or when the word has been given. And we bless God and thank God for move of God tonight and for you all's prayers. And we continue to pray one for another throughout the week. And we're going to continue to pray for our soldiers as well and continue to bless and pray for those people that are going through, which has been prayed tonight too as well. We want to keep those people lifted up and still give God praise for his magnificent divine touch to keep us covered and to turn that storm back and even the other things that are out there that's trying to come upon the land. We ought to keep praying and believing God and continue worshiping and glorifying him, because he's not giving us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind, and he still gave some assignments for us to do, so we got to stay focused and stay in a place where we don't allow distractions and things in this life that cause us to miss out on our inheritance or to allow the enemy to cause us to be defeated, because we're overcomers, triumphant, and victorious, and he does not cause us to have the devil go over there on our back and our head and can't sleep and can't rest. He told us to put him on our feet, and this is going to take that word and that faith and the persistence in pursuing. Because he said, submit yourself to the Lord, resist the devil, and he'll flee. And that don't mean every time we speak it, it's going to happen. But in our faith, and we keep standing and persisting and pursuing, he will. He has to lose his hold. So we thank God for divine healing and deliverance and encouragement and salvation and for these dynamic women with the power of the anointing, more than dynamite. Lady, the way y'all be using the word and how God be blessing in that anointing, that nitroglycerin, breaking up, destroying the yokes of the enemy and opening doors and even some things that may go on that we don't have no control over, but praying and believing God, he give us that divine peace until he moves. So we're thanking God for how skillfully he used you all in the word, in the preaching, and also ministering when you're praying and interceding. I pray double anointing back on the blessings of what your endeavors are and what your needs are and what the healings are or whatever it is that you have before the Lord, even in the finances. So we continue to pray one for another, continue to be encouraged. And we love you, we bless you, and thank God for
Minister
your angels.
BJ. Minister BJ, did we pray for Sister McCormick's daughter, the one who has to go to the doctor?
Oh, my God, thank you very
right.
much.
Right, and her other daughter regarding the job.
She's gotten the job.
Yeah.
She's gotten the job. There was some prophecy that went off some time back, but she also added prayer when she came on the prayer line. And God blessed and brought the thing to pass with God, gave me some things for her daughter some time back. And then when she asked the prayer words to pray during that process, now the manifestation of what God has said and done and exceedingly above that, she was saying, thank God for that. But in the meanwhile, the other daughter that she was saying, it's cold that she was praying about last week that she had, and now her daughter with the that's been attacked with the lupus, the doctors don't want her to have no cold, so she want her to that person. Thank you for bringing that in, because every once in a while it does slip under the umbrella when I open the line for somebody else to say something. So at this time, we definitely want to go ahead and make a brief prayer on that. So since you remember, you can go ahead and pray. Mother Alexander, did she drop off the line? Because I had asked for her earlier. Did she drop off? No, she didn't.
She had originally told me that she would be able to be on until about 8. So she may have gotten off.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, look like
okay, let me
there,
pray for Sister McCormick and her daughter. Father, in the precious and holy Father God, in the precious, holy, and righteous name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, so much for loving us, and thank you for loving your people, Lord God. We lift up Sister McCormick first, praying that you continue to touch her body from the top of her head to the sole of her feet. We pray that the virtuous power of God be released in her body and let it take life, health, healing throughout every cell in her body in the name of Jesus. Give her strength, O Lord God. Bless her, this woman of God, in a special way, Heavenly Father. And we lift up her daughter, Lord God, the one who has the lupus, Lord God. And we realize from the message last night that these are just distractions to keep us from the divine assignment that you have on our lives. So we pray, O God, that you are, hallelujah, the healer. And we pray that you touch her body. And when she goes to the doctor, Lord God, we pray that she is delivered already from any sickness or disease in her body. We pray for a supernatural miracle-working healing in her bloodstream, O God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, so we pray, O God, against these viruses in the name of Jesus, colds in the name of Jesus, Lord God, because she needs strength. She's already, Lord God, under the weather or having to deal with this blood disorder. But we pray, O God, that you regulate her bloodstream in the name of Jesus, and that, Lord God, we put the name of Jesus on lupus, and we put the name of Jesus on any virus in her body, and we command that sickness to uproot itself out of her body and be cast into utter dry places and die at the name of Jesus. Kill any germs, any bacteria, in her body in Jesus' name. Anything that should not be there, we command it to be uprooted and cast out at the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You said, hallelujah, Jesus said, hallelujah, in the word of God in John 14:14, if we ask anything in your name, you'll do it. And you said in John 15:7, if we abide in you and your word abide in us, we can ask what we will, and it shall be done. So we pray the prayer of faith with expectation that it's already done, and we thank you for a good report when her daughter goes to the doctor in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you so much for what you're doing for each one of these ladies. Continue to bless her other daughter, Lord God, and thank you for victory in her situation in the name of Jesus. We pray the prayer of faith once again in the name of Jesus, and we appreciate you, Lord God, for what you're doing. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. And thank you for remembering that, because we don't never want any of the requests to go on. I mean, we remember in our minds to pray individually, but when we say we're going to do a corporate stuff, thank you. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
And we know it's happening, and then time passes, and probably it's going to happen more times, so that's why we help one to another. So bless the Lord. Praise the Lord. Before we hang up, is there any more prayer requests or praise reports? We're going to, and thanking God continuously for Mother Alexander, for the Lord blessing her. She's supposed to be getting her stitches out soon out of her leg, and God bless. I know she'll be glad to put that leg
no,
down.
She got them out, Mother. Minister BJ, she got the stitches out. She said I talked to her this evening. She said they got the stitches out. So she's doing good. Praise God.
Oh, praise God. Well, that might be back behind time. Was that last Thursday they're supposed to be taken out?
I can't say what date she got them out, but talked to her, I asked her how she was doing. She said she's doing fine. I said, did they get the stitches out? And she said yes. So all is well. Praise God.
That's why I think I'm behind time, because everything that went on, I think it was supposed to be last Thursday, because it can't be this Thursday. Well, praise God. We bless the Lord for it. Thank God she's doing wonderfully well. Praise God. We thank God again for you all, and the Lord came to say that there's no more remarks or praise reports. We're going to say shalom. Bless the Lord, and thank you all. Praise God. Continue to bless you. Have a marvelous and wonderful week, and to God be the glory, keeping him first. Amen.
Praise
the Lord.
Shalom
for praying. Thank you for the prayer.
Amen.
Praise
God
the Lord,
you.
My dear.
Yeah.
We love you all. Take care. Continue to keep me lifted up. I believe God too as well.
Amen.
Amen. Love
all
you.
All right.
Good
night. God be the glory for the great things he has done and doing and will do. Have a good night.
Amen.
Shalom. Shalom.